are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
جان در ره عشق تسلیم رضای او کنم ای ساقی.
Think of Iran, I think of Nader. The streets of Tehran, I think of Nader. Didn't have to die like that Nader. Didn't have to beg for freedom Nader. Give up your life for what is God giving Nader. Didn't have to die
که بنوشید صدا من خواهش و آرزو کنم ای ساقی.
Think of Iran, I think of Nader. The streets of Tehran, I think of Nader. Didn't have to die like that Nader. Didn't have to beg for freedom Nader. Give up your life for what is not even Nader.
Hello LA, this is Ilana Europa and Accent On. This time I am back from Europe. I was almost 3 weeks outside of USA and I'm happy to be home. And also I'm just very, very happy to have amazing guests with me today in a new studio in LA Talk Radio Studios. And what can I say? My guest, Davood, is also my dear friend, and I also with him have Edward. Edward, Ed, you are his official manager, yes?
That's right, absolutely, thanks.
If yes. You can again just introduce yourself, your full name is?
Edward Nader, and actually I'm the vice president of International Davood Art INC and Davood's manager.
Wonderful. And Davood, if somebody asks you about your name, are you going by Davood or you are liking to use also your second name, which means?
Davood. Davood Roustai.
Oh my gosh. Okay, everybody now understand probably that this man is a magical man. Listen the sound of his voice. This is not somebody who just comes and say, okay, my name is Davood. He has a magical voice. He has magical soul. He's a very, very amazing painter. He's also musician. And I do not even know how to start this interview with you, Davood, and Ed. I know that Ed, you will be feeding us with the bestest news that happened in Davood's life. But also, what I know, that I just cannot even start to describing Davood's whole personality, whole human side of him, because like I said, he's like a Renaissance man. He's man of so many faces, and we had a chance to start to hear his song that he wrote. Okay, Davood, before we start talking about you being a painter and humanitarian and man of many, many awards and just very successful a human being, and please tell me, songs, how does this happen? Did we heard Nade? That's the name of the song?
Yeah, Neda.
Neda.
Four years ago, when the women in Iran, they demonstrate for freedom, and the government in Iran killed the girl, Neda, I wrote the song, and from my heart, with my friends, Shaka Man and Boom Shaka and some great spiritual artist, friends of Peter Tosh and great Reiki people.
And you say, you know, it's like just so simple, comes from your lips and mouth. Something horrible happened 4 years ago. Obvious, I know your soul, I know your heart, I know you are the human of universe. We'll be talking a little bit more about that. You are in peace with yourself and you are just so against violence, so against of any hurt that is, you know, against the human, probably against anything that can feel hurt. And you just said, okay, I just sat with my friend and wrote the song. I know that you also write poetry. They're mostly political poetry, also spiritual poetry. You know, then please, I know we're supposed to talk about your paintings and we'll come back right away after, but because I'm a musician, I'm a songwriter, I'm a singer, I know that, you know, just starting right, song that has meaning to you, and hopefully people who heard love the song very much, is not so easy. And put your thoughts also on a paper that hopefully shake people and tells the story of this lady who just got killed, you know. And tell me, you are a pianist? How are you composing? How does this happen to you?
Yeah, I feel the music. You know, as a child, I grew up with the music of Beethoven, Mozart, Chopin, Bach, all the greatest master in world music. And I think art is something that God give you, the power of universe give you,
that you can just speak out through what you feel like. You know, but you said that you grew up with the classical composers, you listen to them. You know, then maybe in a way, in a bit, we need to come back to who you are. You were born in Iran.
Yes.
And you know what we will say about your very unusual life story, but I would like to tell that you are like coming from straight line of the kings, yes? Could you or Ed describe little bit the story of Dawood? I know he doesn't like too much talk about his greatness, because again, he can make any beautiful ladies princess if he would like to marry somebody, some good girl, because yeah, he's a prince. Tell us, Ed.
Well, actually, he is a prince because his great-grandfather was a king of Gajar. So he is a prince. And the way which he handles himself, the way which he talks, and he's really always feel, and he is a real prince. And the people, they respect him as a real prince, the way which a prince should be.
Yes, obviously morals, ethics, education, and in touch of history of his country, that's all what made Dawood and who Dawood is right now, amazing. Exactly. Human being. But life for Dawood wasn't so easy, yes?
No.
You were happy 9 years, 11 years old, a boy, a little bit older, and you discover that you have something, you have a talent. You can paint. How does this happen?
Actually, what happened was when he was 6 years old. Very first day when he goes to school, the teacher asked all of the kids just to draw something, give them a piece of paper and ask them to draw something. And everyone, some of them draw some trees or some lines. Then after half hour when he comes to Dawood, he has a lot of trees with the ocean, with the birds, and it was so beautiful that the guy, actually his teacher, was so angry, and he says, "Did you do that?" And he goes, "Yes." And the guy slapped him on his face, his teacher. And he started to cry, and he says, and the guy says that, "Well, I know that your father did this and you brought him here, and you are a liar from 6 years old." And he starts to cry, and the teacher comes and tear apart the paper, throw it away, and gives him another paper, and he says, "Okay, do it now." Oh. This time he starts doing the same thing, including the sky, the birds, the angels, and the whole thing. And after 15, 20 minutes, when he look up, he see every single teacher from principal to vice principal, everybody's all around him, and they are shocked the way which. After that, they knew that he's genius from when he was 6 years old, and never bothered him. But the only thing bothered him, the stupid teacher, he never apologized to him.
You know what? I see. Good to know, Dawood, that you have some little tiny anger towards somebody, because again, we had beautiful conversation waiting for our show to start, and I was just asking many questions. Dawood, one of them, are you ever angry? Dawood, are you ever angry?
Actually, when I see people that they are innocent, you know, and some other people that they don't know that we are all one. All of us, we have only one God. We are one nation, is one love, only is one, and. You know,
then that's what makes you angry, that people perceive themselves yeah. not to being part of universe, yeah. that they just can make a lot of bad yes. things happen because they think about themselves. And now that we are here yeah. for the reason to be that's of the one, not yes. You know, for themselves, okay? I agree with you. You know, then you say you were this beautiful, wonderful prince, 6 years old, genius, painter in the making. Everybody starts seeing that you are in a way genius, you know, you, and then you are growing and growing and growing, and you know, and you start thinking for yourself, and you didn't like lots of stuff that you saw in your country, yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know that your story is a little sad, that you were in a prison, yes?
Yeah, because of my painting, of my thing, of my heart, for peace and love and freedom. And they put me 2 years in jail, and I'm very proud that I was in jail for
oh,
peace
the Buddha,
and
yes.
freedom.
I know.
And I learned many things there. I learned many things. What is the life? How can to be short the life? And we must understand our time, you know.
How old you were when you went to prison?
16.
Oh boy. Yeah. 2 years in prison, 16, yeah. 17, and 18, yes.
Yeah.
And I just want to a little bit also move back, because we also talk about you being in love with martial art.
Yeah.
Until this day, you know, again, people go to Axenon, check the link to Facebook, and check the photos of Davud. There's a lot of things that we can learn. We can see amazing amount of paintings that he done. We'll be talking about styles. We'll be talking, you know, what you are
yeah.
painting. Also, we will see how renowned person you are, because you are surrounded by very known faces all around the world. But some of the picture, when you really, really look, you just, yeah, you are in tune with martial arts. You really are practicing till this day, yes?
Yeah, yes. As a child, I love sport. You know why? Because our body is a home for our souls, and harmony between body and soul, you know, is very important.
I would like to repeat this. I think that you are very, very right. You said harmony between body and soul. Is very, very important. I know that you are working on that through all your life, through martial art, and of course you read a lot, you write a lot, you are a painter, you are a thinker, you're a very, very intelligent man. But you know, this takes special type of a human being to practice to this level martial art that you do, because what you are showing on the pictures, this is not only a little practice, you achieve a bigger, very high level of martial art.
Yes, and in martial art, more philosophy and more the soul is important. Yeah.
Then you say that you learn this to not hurt somebody or protect yourself
Never.
From somebody, you
No.
just really wanted to work your body to
Absolutely.
Become one with your soul.
That's true. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Now, outside of that, I'm a woman. You are a great looking man. Then whatever you do, if the soul is in peace, your body looking great, and you are a wonderful smile. Okay. You know, I think you are doing something beautiful for yourself, and you can teach young people, young guys, you know, to really go after what you are describing. I want to move forward a little bit. 18 years old boy, out of prison. You know that is for you no place in Iran anymore, yes?
Absolutely.
You left your family behind?
Yeah, when I was a child, when I was 5 years old, my lovely mother passed away. And when I was in jail, then my father passed away. And my family, they are in Europe, in Germany and Sweden. And some of them in Iran. Yeah.
They escape, or they chose to leave?
That was not more chance for me that to stay in Iran, no.
Then you knew that you need to just look, not
yeah.
only for freedom, but for freedom to be who you want to become
yes, because
outside
in
of Iran.
In my heart, always I feel that the God give me the life that I help people and I do something important. He give me my art, and because of that he saved me and bringing me to Europe, and then I show my art to all the world.
Europe, that's so beautiful word. I came back right now from Europe. Of course, I am from Europe also. Germany, that's when you spend your 20 years of life.
Yes,
20 years of life. And you said you painted probably most of your paintings living in Germany.
Yes.
And I know that this time, 20 years, and I'm sure Ed can tell us more because you know very well history of David life. In Germany, he was just on so many newspapers. He just did so many wonderful things for charities. He sold a lot of paintings. He created a new style. We need to talk about cryptorealism also. But is this something and a style that you started paint in Germany?
Yes, you know, when from Iran I moved to Germany, then I feel freedom in my soul. I was free. I can think about everything, and I can explain my mind of my canvas of in my art. Yeah.
And you felt like, and because you explain us, what is the style? What is cryptorealism in your own words? I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Because when people come to see your art, what do you want? Person who looks at your paintings, what do you want to know about you, about your paintings? And yeah, again, about the wood and your vision, what the universe is about.
Yeah.
What is cryptorealism?
Crypto means hidden, hidden vision, quest. I am the first artist that I put all the different views and perspectives in unity. And I want to teach the mind of the next generation that they learn, look at this universe, look at all the existence from many, many different views. Because if only we have one view, always is hate and war and is something bad between the people. We must understand the views of each other, you know. And then we can create peace and harmony.
Beautiful said. Edward.
Actually,
tell us a little bit about the life of David in Germany.
Actually, cryptorealism means making invisible visible. So if you look at any of his paintings and you stare at them for, let's say, 2, 3, or 4 minutes, you will see a lot of different pictures, layer on layer of the paint on the top of each other. Constantly you discover different things which you couldn't see 5 minutes ago, 2 minutes ago. That's it, actually, the cryptorealism. But when he was there for about 20 years, all his paintings, which was sold minimum for about 50,000, maximum for 1.2 million, he never, never hold a dime for himself. Over 20 years, he paid over $25 million to different charities. Either it was mainly children, either if it was AIDS, or it was children with different diseases, or cancer, anything which goes for the kids, he just go and he help, and he put his art for auction, and the whole check goes. He has probably over 30 or 40 different receipts from different people, which entire proceed of the sale goes to those charities or organizations. He never hold anything for himself. He never purchased a house. He was always a renter because everything goes for the charities.
Oh, David, this is so not American. You know it, okay? I know you are above anything that we are thinking that our life is supposed to be about. You are very unusual and special man. I'm not saying that's why you are with Accent On, but I'm so lucky and happy that I met you a few months ago. I really am. Because, you know, in the aura of you, we talk about this a little bit too. I feel, and I know my daughter feels, and a few friends of yours that I had a chance to meet, they feel that, you know, human can be somebody who just wishes well, wants to improve the world, wants to give something, not looking for the back for themselves, that, you know, that you could really give your talent, your heart into something that you believe in and not looking for something to receive, okay? And for all of these things that you do, we need to find out how we can purchase today your paintings, how we can just see them, where, what galleries are still hold your paintings. And I know, Ed, you have answer for that. Can you give it to us? Because we need to know that.
Yes, actually, on August 1st, for 1 month, we will be in a gallery which the name is H Gallery, which is in Laguna Beach. It's 1294 South Coast Highway, number B in Laguna Beach, for 1 month. And so we'll have a gallery over there for 1 month. In the meantime, people, they can go online and check www.davudrustai.com and see most of the paintings, or they can always send me an email, which is ednader@att.net. Or they can call me at 818-469-4242, and I can always invite them to come to our place and see the paintings, and they can purchase them.
Wonderful. I will ask you, Ed, to leave me again this information. I will post on LA Talk Radio Action on page with download and listen live, of course, information from our today's show, and let me know. We can download the show forever, and we can download also from iTunes forever. We'll be having Ed's contact and information and website printed, listed there. Okay, now let's come back to something that I am so angry. Sorry, I am angry sometimes that I couldn't be part of, because I was in Europe and something amazing happened to Davud last 2 weeks ago. And again, I will say sorry, Davud will be talking about paintings and gorgeous things. But Ed, please, can you tell us what's happened to Davud?
Yes, actually, they invited Davud to American Premier University to give him another honorary PhD. Of course, this was the fourth or the fifth one, and which was a big ceremony, and he received the award. And actually, we are invited to the country of Bosnia, which next month we are going to go there, and they are going to offer him another PhD in fine art. And in this university, actually, the president of Bosnia will be there also. So we are receiving an invitation directly from the president. And on October, he's invited to UCLA to receive another honorary PhD for fine arts, because he used to teach in UCLA actually for 2 years. He was teaching fine art and psychology. So now, but in the meantime, the American Premier University, they offered him for the next term. He's going to go there, and as a professor, he's going to teach psychology and fine arts also. Delta University and American Premier University, he's going to start teaching art and psychology in this.
Okay, we can say that this is like overwhelming for one human being, four honorary doctors titles, you know. I cannot believe. How do you feel about it, Davud? How does this mean something to you? How do you feel when you receive another title? What does this say to you?
Really, it's good feeling, but you know, for me, the best award and best title is when one day we have real the title of a human in our inside.
You know, you teach students, you will be talking about it, and you do, yes, in UCLA or any time when you have right to speak and you want to speak.
University.
That's what you are teaching them, yes, how to find a human in a human soul. And it's so fun to say, because we think, I'm complete, I know what I'm doing, you know. But we all know it's a lot of things to improve, and you know how to get to young people. to make them work on themselves, on their souls, on their brains, of just to be aware that there's so much to do and improve in this world.
You know, when more and more and deep we're thinking about the life, we're thinking about our, we're thinking about everything we can understand, the soul of life and meaning of human being.
Beautiful to say. I hope we can take something from you and learn something from you.
And this world need more spirituality.
I agree with you.
Yes.
Okay, that's something that I really would like to talk to you about, that spirituality. Yeah. You are saying not word religion. You are talking about spiritual. I love you for that, Davud. I really do. I don't know. I hope everybody understands the difference between religion and spirituality. And I would like a little bit to talk about these two words with you, okay? But before then, I would like to play a song. I know you love the song. I wrote the song. I sing the song. And with Jerry Jones. And I know you like this one, Ben, especially for you and our listeners. Step into the culture. Special for Davud and Ed. Song. It's very unusual, I will say, and I hope that one day maybe David will pick the paintings of his and we'll just create a video with this song under, or we just can, like we plan already, and really release DVD again with new music, world music, and with David's paintings. That's my job. I didn't forget. I know I promised that, but you know, I was traveling, you were busy, I was busy, and some personal issues also, but I will be ready probably next month, or end of the next month, and I'll be clean, ready to go with a lot of musical plans, and we'll be working on that with Jerry Jones, who also wrote, arranged the song, because he knows about my plans to do some good project with you. Okay, spirituality, if we can come back to it. What do you mean by spirituality? We need to, people need more spirituality in their lives.
You know, technology today is so strong in this world. And I feel and I know the people need more feeling for each other. The people need more feeling in harmony with all the universe and this beautiful planet Earth, you know.
Which means we need to look more into ourselves, not what we own, not what we can purchase, but we need to spend more time to think.
Yeah.
Think what is meaning, love, unconditional love.
Between all the people and
nature. You know, I was watching TV on Sunday and I flipped through some channels and happened that I was watching one of the Christian, I think, mass. That was very surprising, but main topic was about what is love. And I just loved it because, you know, how can you describe what is love? Okay. Do you have description what is love? What do you think love is?
Love is everything.
I love
that. The God create this universe only with love. Creation is something that you can do only with love.
You are so right.
And love is a magic of God.
And you know what? That's what they told me too. That's yeah. what they were saying. They were saying something also about feeling safe, secure, thinking about somebody else, to give to somebody else. If you give mm-hmm. love, you know, you feel that you are loved yeah. also. And just love, they say, comes from the God. Okay, and this is the word that nobody can really describe, but this is something so perfect, so just undescribable yeah. almost. But without love, we are empty. And people who are unhappy, people who cannot find themselves, they just don't know what love is. They didn't learn how to love, or they need to Absolutely. Still find it themselves. And we are coming from this beautiful topic of spirituality to just topic that is very important to Dawood and to you. I know that Dawood has so many paintings that are sold, and a lot of people do not have authorization, yes, for the
exactly,
paintings.
Yes.
Could you explain us what we need to do
yeah,
about
that? Painting, they must have identification.
Yes.
And right now, we have certificate of authenticity, so people which already purchased either any original or lithograph or posters, and they don't have the ID, they can always get in touch with us. They can call me at 818-469-4242 or send me an email at ednader@att.net to ask about the certificate of authenticity and the ID, because every single paintings, they have a number and they have identification. And actually, we can appraise them also, tell them how much exactly it's worth. And mainly, if they do not have the certificate, the value is not there.
Okay.
So they cannot. So in order to get this, they have to get in touch with us. And the painting, which they do have certificate of authenticity, the value is much more, and they always can sell it for double or triple the price.
Wonderful. And I promise all the information will be on LA Talk Radio Accent On page, and with phone number and email address, and we'll take care of all of you who already purchased art from Dawood. Dawood, you're mystical, you're very unusual, you are a thinker, philosopher, you are a painter, you are musicians, you are martial art, you are a prince, and you know what, you are never angry. Now I'm a woman. I would like to know, how do you start your day? You wake up in the morning, I know, because I was in your place with lots of my friends, and your house is magical also. It's full of paintings from pop artists. I see faces of icons of pop. Michael Jackson is one of them. Okay, can you explain us your relationship with Michael Jackson?
Michael was great, great soul and true artist. He was symbol of love, and believe me, he was so pure and so good. You can see in his song, in his music, he loves the people, he loves human, he loves all the nature, you know. He was beautiful soul.
Do you think he was not understood by people?
Yeah, because he was more than his time, you know.
Okay.
He lives in future.
And yeah.
Because of that, he was alone, and people cannot. And not many people loves him. We know people around the world. But, you know...
They didn't understand the human.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, human.
Yeah.
And I know I saw so many beautiful paintings. You know, if somebody wants to purchase, they are to be purchased, yes?
Yeah,
right.
And obvious, probably Michael Jackson owned one. So his family has some of...
Yeah, his family, his brothers, and especially Jermaine is my buddy and my beautiful friend.
Hi, Jermaine.
Yeah,
actually, yeah. Right now we have over 80 paintings from Michael Jackson and his family.
Now, time, I think, for some nice exhibition gallery, only maybe about Michael Jackson. And, you know, we lost the amazing human being, beautiful artist. And I know that you also love to paint politicians, yes?
Yes.
Then tell me why this is so important for you, for us, to see your vision, how you perceive them. I saw a lot of paintings of Obama.
Because I have dream for better world, and I donate all my art for better world, you know. For example, look, and the gun control here. I don't know you see that or no. Big painting about that, you know. I want the people learn something of my art, you know.
Obviously, you are against gun control.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you are pro. You don't want people to have a gun.
We
don't need a gun. Yeah.
We are human and we are very important. We don't need have a gun and kill each other. We must love each other.
I agree. Yeah. Also, you know, I know that children paintings and paintings through children's eyes. That's very important for you. I saw a so big painting in your garage. This whole wall is devoted to this beautiful. Did you already finish your paintings or you are still?
No, still it's not 100% finished.
Okay, tell us about these paintings, because yes, cryptorealism, when I was there, you were started creating layers of thoughts, layers of information, thoughts that I could really made when I was looking at your pictures. You know, what did you include there?
And in this painting is a happy world. I paint the world with a happy face, and around the world, all the children, all the animals, all the cartoons, they are together, they dance, they love each other, they laugh.
Do you think your painting, this painting, will be having something of warnings also, like something that is negative, or you want this painting to be completely from the child's perspective, the happy childhood the children supposed to have?
I want to say that the true teachers, they are children, and the adults must learn from children. You know, children from different nation, different language. Look in kindergarten, they are friends. They play together and they laugh and, you know.
And they make easy friendships.
Yes.
And something happened. Yeah. A little bit later in life, that, you know,
that's
we start
true.
Changing, you know, maybe this, I don't know, maybe parenting, maybe streets, maybe schools, but we are teaching
many
children
things.
Bad things, many bad things, TV, of course, and things that we can buy.
Yeah.
Although, you know, like you say, if we take care of the children, probably children take care of the world.
That's
then
true.
You are right. Then main focus supposed to
children
be your children.
Are future. Yeah,
and that's
future
beautiful. We know
the
song is Future of the World. And you, like you say, that's... I know how many children organization, I will say, got money from you for your paintings. And for you, you think that you will die this way? That you will never think about to keep something for yourself? Because again, I need to tell also that the wood have a star quality about him. When he enters in a room, when he is in galleries, when he is in charities, everybody wants to get closer to him. He looks like a prince, he looks like a king, he is dressed beautifully. And you know, when I saw you first time, I felt you are not only beautiful man, you are successful man. And but you are shy. You're very shy. Are you shy?
Sometimes.
When are you not shy?
When I want paint, then I'm not shy. Then I feel me in unity with colors and canvas. And then I present all my blood, all my heart, all my feeling.
I just hope we have TV. I believe that Accent On soon will be on TV. Because again, you know, I just want everybody to know you and just understand what we are talking about. Please, please, please check Accent On page on the Facebook, and please check the links from Davud, his own Facebook page. Because I just, you hear this voice, you hear the way how Davud speaks, and you will see these amazing pictures of the human being, and then paintings. Paintings, amazing amount of paintings, and I swear to God, the themes and faces and colors, this is something that is very hard to describe. You need to just come to galleries again. The next gallery opening will be in Laguna?
Yes, Laguna Niguel. Yes, Laguna, I'm sorry, Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach, where day? On the 1st?
August 1st, the whole month of August.
And you know, I also need to have this information. I will post on our page. It will be reminding people, because everybody can go and see, yes?
Exactly.
And everybody can come and purchase.
Everyone invited
painting.
To come to see the
paintings. Wow. Okay, Davud, the times run so fast. I really want to talk to you about religion and spirituality later, because I know that you are a very smart, educated man, and you probably have a lot of things to say about that. And do you have more music?
Yes.
And I know also, again, you are a writer, you are a poet, and I know that you write in, not in English, yes?
In German very well, and in Farsi.
And do you have any of your poems translated to English?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Can we...
Why not?
Okay, please. Okay, let's listen to the word.
I and I. That is you and me. Must ask why in the world do people come to see works of art? What are they looking for when they are standing in front of the paintings of Juan Miro, Dali, Van Gogh, or any of my creations? There is only one good answer. They are seeking to know if there is finally, if there is a solid bridge between the predictable and the unknown, and between visible and invisible. While these people may have no preconceived philosophical notion of the topic of randomness, they may never have asked where does the random come from. Randomness and knowledge, smoke and crystal, these are questions only art can answer. While everyone want to predict the future, still everyone want to chance to intervene. That is why they come to see works of art. Because only works of art can make you feel. When you encounter them, that you won the lottery jackpot after a long time of waiting for the future. This intoxication question. Density over choice has been a central point of dissension between thinkers for ages, and was the main point of contention at the time of the birth of religions. And if it is, was not for crypto-realism, it might very well never have been answered. In the act of creating the crypto-realistic paintings, the artist comes face to face with the question every time until he becomes intimate with it and abounds with new answer every single time. If you deeply look at the crypto-realistic painting, you will constantly discover new and different images. This is something about crypto-realism, you know. And my poetry, they are so deep. And for example, something of German language that I wrote for many years ago. Für meine Müdigkeit hätte ich vier Fenster gebaut. In jedem Stern eine Uhr, die Uhren fliegen von die Fenstern. Und Müdigkeit bleibt in meiner Seele. Hinter dem Fenster die große Welle von Sekunden, Serranen und meine Seele aus blauem Kristall tanzt am Fluss.
I do not know German, but obviously your passion and words probably that you are saying, they are very similar to what we heard when you read your English thoughts about crypto-realism and who really Davud is when he paints. You are amazing man, you know. You know about
Thank
that.
You.
I know you,
you
feel that you are
great.
Special, and I am really proud to be your friend. Called to be your friend.
You.
I know.
My pleasure.
I hope we didn't forget for today to tell anything that is important for our listeners to know. But again, all information, phone numbers and emails, they will be on Accent On Facebook page and Accent On LA Talk Radio page, and our show will be ready to be downloaded and listened on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on, of course, on LA Talk Radio page forever. And Davud's thoughts will stay with us forever. His soul, his pure soul and beauty will stay with us forever. His vision of what universe is about will stay with us forever. And I promise he will be back. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.